Okay, so hi, good evening. So tonight is the last shiur of this series. In Beit Hashem, we will have a five-part class and series in the summer about the formation of the Bavli. We know that the Bavli is the sefer, or the work of the Jewish nation that represents the Rosh Hashanah. We are going to go and, over the 5 weeks, explain the various approaches and the various theories of how the Bavli came to be. Who put it together? When did it come together? How did it come together? And what does it mean in learning? Meaning, when you learn it, you realize that that's not so simple. What sefer are we learning? And also, theologically, why did it come about to such a way? Meaning, why theologically God created a work that was built in such a unique way that doesn't tell you who the author is, doesn't tell you how it was written, doesn't say even how it should be learned. And therefore, I think it's extremely important to get to know. We are going to approach both in an academic sense, looking at the various approaches from the most orthodox to the most polemical. And I will try to develop my own, that was my dissertation at Columbia, indeed, and that we are interested in publishing a book on that. So we're going to see how I think the Bavli came out to be. We're going to see the Rishonim, how the Rishonim, when they were faced with the Bavli, wasn't so simple to them what the Bavli was and how to learn it. And we're going to see also why God made it in such a way. Okay, so this is the summer, and it will be five-part series on that. So now we'll continue just to finalize what we saw last week. The first thing I want to see inside with you is the Imre Noam. We spoke about the two concepts, the two ages of Mashiach. Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. And we're going to see what Mashiach ben Yosef is according to the Gro. Okay? And first, let's look at the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas says the following, Daf Yud Gimel. V'chen hu oimer, al tizkeru rishoinos v'kadmoinos al tizboinenu. Don't remember the first ones, v'kadmoinos, and don't think, don't ponder on the early ones. Al tizkeru aisa rishoinos, don't remember the original ones. Zeh Yitziat Mitzrayim. God is saying, don't remember Yitziat Mitzrayim anymore. Al tizkeru rishoinos ze shibud malchus. Al tizkeru rishoinos, meaning what the Gemara says is, don't remember the early ones is shibud malchus, is your golus. Ve kadmoinos al tizboinenu ze yitzias Mitzrayim. Don't think about the earlier ones, not the first ones, but the earlier ones, yitzias Mitzrayim. Hinein yoise chadosha at atzibicha, because now we're going to do something new, and it's going to blossom now. Tane Rav Yosef, zubil chemez goy gumogoy. God is saying, don't remember Shibud Malchus, and don't even go back to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because I'm making you something new, and that's the war of Gog and Magog. Moshe Ma'atav Adoimer, this is how the example is. Le'odam she'a me'alech baderech. It's like somebody who was walking on the road. Upoga bozev, and he was attacked by a wolf. V'nitzal men, and he was saved from the wolf. Ve'ya mesaper ve'olech ma'sezev, and you'd go and tell the story of the wolf. Pagaboari. Then he got attacked by a lion. Vinitzal v'men, and you are saved from the lion. Vaya mesapir v'olech masari. Now you tell the story of the lion. Pagabo nachash. And then comes out a snake. Vinitzal v'menu, and you are saved from the snake. Shachach maseh shneyem. He forgot about the lion. He forgot about the wolf. And then he only remembered being safe from the snake, because the snake is much more dangerous. This is how life is. The later stories forget you the first early ones. So mashma for the Gemara, that they are basically three steps. There is the wolf, there is the lion, and there is the snake. And the Gro is going to explain what are these three stages. So says the Gro. And also the order doesn't follow. So let's look at the Gro. Says the Gro, V'chen hu oimer, this is a fundamental Gro. Because the Gro sheds light to what we live here and what we are experiencing. Al tizkru, af yisol, okay. Kvar tzovchu kamoi de kamoi, the earlier before Shiva. They screamed in this Agadah. They had the Omar Mikoy, Rosh Tiyakim, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Mikoy. Originally, they said, Yitzhak Mitzrayim will never be forgotten. But Yitzhak Mitzrayim will be secondary. That's what the Gemara said before. But here it says that you forget about the early ones. The Gemara was always trying to say, that doesn't mean that you will ever forget Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Only Yitzhak Mitzrayim becomes secondary. But by the story of the lion and of the wolf, it's mashma that you completely forget about it. And the Pasuk says b'feirush, don't remember the first ones, don't remember the early ones, only remember the later ones. Look at the story. He says like this: he was attacked by a wolf and he saved. Then he was attacked by a lion and he mentioned the lion. Then he was attacked by a snake and he forgot the early two. His master from the Gemara is very clear that when he was attacked by the lion, he did not forget the wolf, because both are the same kind of animals. Only by the snake he forgot the earlier two. Why is there a jump between that? The Omar Rabbeinu Levar, so how that's how the Gemara explains that. Pimashe Kosa, but the Gemara, he explains the Gemara. Kol Nevim Lo Nisnabal L'Mois HaMashiach. The Gemara says the following: all the prophecies that you have in the Tanakh, the God saving Kevis, that you have a wolf that will live together with the lamb and the wolf together, and the peace, and all the miracles that the prophets talk about, the Gemara says that's Yimoy Samashiach. But Oilam Habo, Ayin Leirosa Elokim Zolasecha, nobody has ever seen that. And the Gemara says, Upliga de Shmuel, this argues with the view of Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, the only difference between this world and Yimoy Samashiach L'Shibut Golius is the fact that we are not under the control or under the government of a foreign government, of a foreign nation. But the life is the same. So it's matter that there are two views of what Yimoy Samashiach is supposed to be. Now the Gemara doesn't mention it, but the Rambam, interestingly enough, paskens like both. The Rambam has in his descriptive of Moshe Mashiach two different descriptions. One description is what the Gemara says, that all the prophecies relate to Moshe Mashiach, Olam Haba, we have no idea. And the other one, the Rambam writes, like Shmuel, that there is no difference between this world and Moshe Mashiach. The only difference is that we are independent, the independence. So how can the Rambam paskin like both if the Gemara says that they argue, Upliga? Now, as you see, hopefully, in the next series, the word pliga, the question is, who is saying that? The Gemara is juxtaposing two ideas and making them into a machlokes. As you'll see, the Rambam's view is that those ideas can be argued with. So it's very possible that the Rambam argues. This is one example where the Rambam argues with how the Bavli was put together. And that we'll see, Beit Hashem, next, in the next series. But the Bavli that we have clearly says there is an argument. The Gro here says also like the Rambam, ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. There is no argument between these two. Ki shnei Yemoy Samashiach, and we have two types of Yemoy Samashiach. Hainu Yemoy Mashiach ben Yosef. There is the era of Mashiach ben Yosef. Ve'zeh Talia Bischus, and that is a Yemoy Samashiach that there is no set date. It depends when we merit. If we deserve you to come earlier. Which Yemoy Samashiach comes earlier? Not Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef can come early. If had we been Zoche, it would have started in the year 240 of the Common Era. What happened in the year 240 of the Common Era? More or less. It's the beginning of the Bavli. So this was supposed to be a Moshe Mashiach had to be Zoyche. Moshe Kosav Shnei Alofi Moshe Mashiach. Moshe Mashiach was supposed to be 2,000 years. Ve'az in beinu elam hazel Moshe Mashiach. And that Moshe Mashiach, there is no difference between Moshe Mashiach and a regular life. Ela Shibut Golius. Ela the fact that we are independent. We don't depend on others. We are self-sufficient. Aval Esav loipol b'yodo. But Esav will still remain there. We don't depend on him. But Esav and, parenthetically, Ishmael are still there. But we are independent. We don't depend on them.
Do they hate us?
Yes. This is not the peace. Like Tikkun Tigros says, V'achalkach be'elef ha'shishi, and at the time on the sixth millennia, which we're living here, kishayovo azman beita, when it comes the set time for Mashiach, yovo esav im goigu mogoig, this, when Esav, which is our enemy, will actually team up with Gog and Magog, al Hashem ve'al Meshichu, and will be at war against Israel, ve'iplu kulam b'yad Meshech ben David, and this is when Meshech ben David wins over Esav, and the world changes. And this is the second image of Mashiach. Okay? U'keshiyovu b'im bat Meshech ben David, and when Meshech ben David comes, which is in the sixth millennia, then is when death will stop, and all the prophecies will take place. And that Chazal called this Leosid Lavoi. So says the Gro, there are two Yemois HaMashiach. One Yemois HaMashiach is Mashiach Ben Yosef, where life continues the same, just we are independent. We don't depend on them, we have self-sufficiency. And then there is a Yemois HaMashiach, which is the real Yemois HaMashiach. And it says, V'ayin nevzeh b'biur agro le'safar ditznius saper ekal v'bura melech machshmini. And the growing in spiru she'safar ditznius repeats this idea. V'ashtah ma'is le'shaterai. Nothing more makes a lot of sense. V'ashekos. V'atiskur rishoyin is dezeh apostle koyim b'shas Meshech ben David. When Meshech ben David will come, we are going to forget two things. We are going to forget Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we are going to forget about Meshech ben Yosef. After Milchemes Goyg u'Magog, after Goyg u'Magog, he'll say, "Al tizkru rishon ze kadmon tzibon ze tzias Mitzrayim." Then we'll forget tzias Mitzrayim. The lichoyer akoshe, lama omar kan she nishkach tzias Mitzrayim nishkach kvar b'shas Meshech ben Yosef. Why by the Meshech ben David we're going to forget about the tzias Mitzrayim? The lichoyer tzias Mitzrayim should have been forgotten by Meshech ben Yosef. The haynu leachar shibud Golias. El arkoch b'shas shibud Golias adayim lo neker tzias Mitzrayim is because when Meshech ben Yosef comes, we are still going to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, because this is not a full Geula, it's only partial. And therefore, the Gemara is saying like this. We have the story of the wolf, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then you have the story of the lion, that's Meshech ben Yosef. But you still remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But then, it will come the snake. And the snake is connected, the original snake. And then the world changes, and Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything will be basically meaningless.
And that's what they say, that we don't celebrate anything other than Purim and Chanukah.
That's only Purim. Purim. That's a Purim. Only Purim. At least Rambam says Purim. And everything else becomes, because this is the beginning of a new era. So this is what the law says. Take a look at what the law explains. The wolf is Golos Mitzrayim. And the lion is comparable to what we live now, which is Meshech ben Yosef. We never forget the Zev. But now the story becomes a composite story about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. We talk about today. When Goy Gumog will come, we'll forget about both. And that's what the Shita Sagro. So Shita Sagro is that there is such a thing. It's, and anybody who has his eyes open realizes that perhaps we are living in the time of Meshech ben Yosef. There is a very big difference between Meshech ben Yosef and Meshech ben David. Right? The personal Meshech, the physical Mashiach, is Mashiach ben David. Because Mashiach ben David represents the physical person. He has to come from Malchus Beis David, Yamuid. That's why the Rambam gives you even simonim for that. Mashiach ben Yosef is an era, he's not a person. And it makes a lot of sense. We spoke about it, right? Because Mashiach ben David comes from the children of Leah. The children of Leah is a different madrigo altogether, not to do with Olam Hazeh. And he basically ushers a Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh. That's how the children of Yehuda, who he's speaking about, live. But Meshech ben Yosef is not a person. He's not a personal Mashiach. It is in the era. It's in the era of independence, that we don't depend. The enemies are still there. And we still have to be saved. And the enemies will come to haunt us. but we are independent. And that is the time. So this is, you see, Rav Kook will say that we live in Mashiach ben Yosef. Now the questions that we need to ask to ourselves is, number one, is this Mashiach ben Yosef? Are we living in this generation? And we'll see that I think everybody agrees that we are. And the question is, what's the Voda? What is our perspective? What should we do about it? And number three, why does God do this? Why can Mashiach come? Why do you need these two Yemois HaMashiach? What is the purpose of this? And I think we're going to deal how Rav Kook deals with it. But I just want to mention something which is amazing. This Sefer, okay, you'll see here, is a Sefer from the 16th century. Okay, is a Pirush of Don Yosef Ibn Ichya, a Pirush on Chobesh Megillos. And he writes the following. When he talks about Daniel, he talks about Daniel, but take a look what he says, because he's interesting, that's Govarayot, but he talks about this, you'll see here in a second. Vire Chaya Revit, he talks of Eser Kanaim. It. Okay, we'll see in a second. I'll go afterwards to find it. But what he says, he gives you a date of when he thinks that the world will come. And that we'll talk in a second. We'll take a look in a few seconds. I'm going to find it. But meanwhile, let's continue. I just want to make sure that we finish the Rav Kook. So if you go back to the Hesped of Rav Kook for Herzl, and he goes to explain that there is a difference between Yosef and David. Yosef is the one who can deal with Olam Hazeh. He's the one who goes to be trying to set up the physical setting for the Jews. Yehuda is the one who sets up a yeshiva. He sets up the spiritual part of it. Ve'luli shegarmu avonot. Okay? Ve'isol masu b'malchus beis David shechel ka'uma. If not, it clearly saw that Malchus beis David was split. We split. That Yosef was one group, the 10 Shvotim, and 2 Shvotim is Yehuda. So then we would have the physical and the spiritual working together. If the physical and the spiritual would work in tandem, both would go higher. Hakoyach haChomra mitadil mitkadesh mitzav kivos el haKedusha. The physical would go up and would become spiritual. Hamiyuched leIsrael veHakoyach haRuch neem mitchazek mitemez bekoyach haChaim alev veAdir kidegalot hodo betfarto shel Israel. And the spiritual will be also better because it will be connected to a physical success. Ad shekarnei hodo merim gam ken al olam kulo. Until physical and spiritual will be grown together, which is the koch of Yosef in Yehuda. And this is Lasid Lovoy. Lasid Lovoy, that's why you need two Mashiachim. One Mashiach is to take the world of physical and to give the Jewish imprint, the tikkun of the world of physical, that's Yosef. And for us, you're going to see how Rav Kook comes, that what is the approach in the success, in the physical, material success of the Jews.
והיה שורש ישי אשר עומד לנס עמי מלאב גוי מדרוי שמייסב נוחוס הכובד.
Having spiritual, you'll be able to bring the spiritual into the physical together. Because the idea is not to create a war or some kind of cultural conflict, some kind of a contradiction between the physical and the spiritual. That's not the goal. To create some kind of a synergy between the spiritual and the physical. In other words, the Jews to physically suffer or to physically go through deprivations, that's not the goal. The goal is that the physical and the spiritual should be able to coexist. This is the tikkun, that the neshom and the guf can work together. So this is the goal, that Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David technically should have been Malchus Beis David, made up of the physical and the spiritual. There are people who dedicate themselves in the success of physical, this is Socher and Zvulun. Technically, this was the original game plan of Esav and Yaakov. That's why, who is the enemy of Esav? Rashi says, it's Yosef. Vaya beit Yaakov leesh, beit Yosef leava, and beis Esav lekash. Why dafka Yosef? Because Yosef and Esav are the same. They work with the physical. Esav was supposed to be the one doing it. Esav blew it. Who is the one who does the work now instead of Esav? It's Yosef. So Yosef can be the one who's taking and replacing Esav. That's why he's the enemy of Esav. But there was a split between the two. They were supposed to be together and they got split. They became independent. They became Yosef and Yehuda. Almost a steer, a contradiction between each other. We've seen this so many times. And that's the problem that we've suffered. Both suffered. Who is the representative of Ephraim? Is the Melech Yerovam that comes to divide the Malchus. Shuhuvka nitchil al sevel beis Yosef. He was the one responsible for Yosef because he was the most capable of all. Yerovam was the one who was very, very, very professional. And he was responsible to take care of Yosef. He got it dedicated to the physical. He was very successful physically, but he abandoned spirituality. We're going to see that in Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, which one prospered financially? Clearly, Malchus Yosef, Malchut Israel. Shomron was much more successful than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was the yeshiva, was the temple of the Beis HaMikdash. Shomron, the Chazal say that the reason why Ahav was praised was because he built such a complex and such a perfect city, which is Shomron. We will explain that. V'yisui shlach t'chal gavecho, v'zei yatsa silon ha-mamir, chet avoid ezor, shegon l'tatot, kepatchot ha-diyah shel ha-shivui, shebizor l'ami, mitzad ha-ra. And therefore, Yerovam made Israel very successful, but what did he develop? The Galim, the Avodah Zarah. Vegeron admidas Ephraim Bahamim, who is Baal Ephraim Hayahuga Bliafucha. So one side was a world of physical without spiritual. Ubi Yehuda bechasor lo hatzada beodor b'mchabito. And Yehuda, what was the problem with Yehuda? He had the Beis HaMikdash, but materially, physically, it wasn't successful. It wasn't a successful state. To the point that many of the scholars today will say that Yerushalayim was a very small city. It was not a very successful state. They had to overcome with spirituality the physical and material success that they were supposed to have. And because Yerushalayim had no material success, only spiritual, the spirituality had to be that much greater, and they weren't able to do it. So Yerushalayim failed because it wasn't spiritual enough. But why had it to be so spiritual? Because it didn't have the material side. It was supposed to be spiritual for both. That wasn't enough. Even if they, after they were split, Israel and Yehuda, if they would create some kind of an alliance, if they would work in tandem, Also, we often shkablu zemizet atzadim atumim. If they would influence each other, okay, the malchus are split. But at least people would be able to work in coordination. And Yehuda would accept from Ephraim the material success. And Ephraim would get the spirituality. At least they would work together. But when they got split, and once they were split, you had to have somebody ahead. The two of them could not work together. It says in the Kook, which is the Kook's famous idea, if it would be one nation that had spiritual and physical, they could work in tandem, and both of them were equally important. But once they were split, somebody has to be more important. And Yerovam did not want to accept that Malchus Yehuda should be Berosh. Yes?
And there was a split also with Yehuda and Yerushalayim. But Hebron David was developed in Hebron for many years.
Also, Rav Kook is not going there, but that split is the same idea. Hebron is the Chibur. If you look at the Hebron is called the Chibur between the two. That's the Mokom HaChibur. But there was that split.
Is it in Israel now that the government supports the
religious? So he is going to say, we are living, the idea of the Israeli government supporting the Kohelos clearly is a tikkun for that. We all know this, and I just saw somebody actually write it. I thought the Chalban writes it. We live in a world that we are being mesaken. You realize that when people talk about Atchalta de Gula, and people call about Ikvus HaDimishicha. Appears to be opposites, right? Atchalta HaGeula is the beginning of the Geula, which is really great. Or it could be Ikvus HaDimishicha, which is the worst part of the Galut. The end of the Galut. But in essence, they're the same. Because you have this dichotomy between the physical and the spiritual. And in Israel, we are leaving this. So what's the tikkun? So some people say exactly this, that the Kolim, the idea is to get the physical to support the spiritual, and we are seeing this. And the spiritual should influence the physical. So the physical supports the spiritual, and the spiritual influences the physical. So this is almost like a dream society. That is the approach of Kuku say, it's called Atchalta de Geula. Some people say that the world today, the approach is that we have to repudiate Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is the physical without the spiritual. And the way how to accomplish Mashiach ben David is to repudiate Mashiach ben Yosef. So the question is, do you get Mashiach ben Yosef to work with Mashiach ben Yehuda? Which is, that's the simple shot here. But some people said that's very possible. If that's the case, the tzionim, right? That's what they would say. Or the physical would not support the spiritual, just try to destroy the physical. And therefore, there is a cultural conflict. And the idea of Mashiach ben Yosef is to repudiate Mashiach ben Yosef and to only want Mashiach ben Yosef. Yes?
If we are in this truly special time period, do the standard heterim for living in Chutzlaretz apply?
It is such an amazing issue that is debatable. Clearly, Mashiach ben Yosef time requires a different model. That's what you have to ask already, because the truth is, it's a very different situation. This is not. All of the people believe that we live in a very special time, and therefore the rules that applied before don't apply now. How does that translate? The Ger Rebbe was the one who came out with letters saying that he had in a dream that this is Mashiach ben Yosef, and therefore the Anhaga has to be different. The Anhaga of going to Eretz Yisrael, the Anhaga of working or not working, the Anhaga, even the relationships between husband and wives. Right, because Mashiach ben Yosef, there is an idea that perhaps the Ger Rebbe held that, if anybody knows that, the Ger Hasidim have a very strange relationship between husbands and wives. And the Steiper was very upset about it. He was going to issue a letter against. And the Ger Rebbe said that he had in the Shomayim, they told him that this is Mashiach ben, this is the generation of Yosef that requires a different honor. So it's a change in anhaga that we are living through. This is a moment. That's the question. But usually it doesn't apply the rules of four. Al-Kin. Take a look at it says. Al-Kin, this is a lot of things. Al-Kin ha'ita tochnit ha'pnimit shel tziur efsharut itachdut im amniyah mitzad chifitz nasut shelo b'mishpat. Shemul chazal shel tosek ushbochu l'rovam b'vikdo ushbochu tu kirovam ve'omar lei chazor becha. Accept Yehuda, Vani, Ve'ata, Ubenisha, Tal, Began Eden, the three of us who gave him Gan Eden. Yachtav, Tishachlu, Et Ha'umah Yisraelit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yerovam, together we build the Jewish nation. Le'avya, Le'tachlita, Liyot, Le'am Hashem, Elohi, Ki'Yisrael, Liyot, Gam Ki Ruyot, Ruya, Liyos, Le'or HaGoyim, Sh'asod, Shovim, Lechol Adam, Sh'api Adama, Gam Ki Ruyim, Lachon, Be'Binyan. Abodam al Hashelah mi barosh, but when he asks who's ahead, Mukhrach has a tshuva lavo benisha barosh. But in this case, when they're separate, spirituality has to be above. So mi barosh, that's the question of how to deal with Mashiach ben Yisrael. You cannot have a unity among peoples. Chazal was saying that after it was split, spiritual has to take over the physical. Yehuda has to be above Yosef. Without accepting Ruchnius, so then we don't have any special place for us. Chalila. And their chasov will be destroyed. Chalila. But the Yetzirah told the Rambam to say, if he's not ahead, you won't accept him. That's the beginning of Golos, that we cannot put the two together. Okay? What I want to see, we'll skip a little bit just to the next. We skip the next paragraph to the following paragraph. Here, Pulat B'Shech Ben Yosef Shitiach Shara Kolelet. After Pish Shvadat Yehi Mitzvah Pulat B'Dat Hashem Rat Hashem Tzahar Begamken. Tachlit Hashara Klal Enoshi. B'Shech Ben Yosef is to prepare the physical world for the spiritual. Mikom Mokom Kivshe Yisod Ekarim Urba Bechut Oshoyit Yechadut Atzura Pratid Esri Bitkavta Enu Bolet Po Kolkach. So therefore, because in the world of B'Shech Ben Yosef is the world of physical, which doesn't make Israel so different than everybody else, become like very similar to everybody else, maybe a little bit better. Yeshalol is kind, and therefore this will not remain. Al ken atid Mashiach ben Yosef b'yuzmerak. Mashiach ben Yosef is a state that cannot live on itself. It, at the end, if Mashiach ben Yosef is on its own, which is the first stage, that first stage will cease to exist. So therefore, if you look at Mashiach ben Yosef is a stage of Mashiach that is finite by nature. And Rav Kook explains why, because that's not what's miyuchad for Klal Yisrael. So the tikkun is to bring the two together. And you realize what Rav Kook is going to explain, the Gemara that we saw in Megillah. The hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, you know, will be the crying Mashiach ben Yosef. Because we had a great opportunity of allowing Mashiach ben Yosef not to get killed. If we could bring and merge the spiritual together. But we're going to cry on the hesped of two people. The hesped of Achav, because he was the physical success of the Jews, was unconnected to the spiritual, that's why he died. And the hesped of Yeshiyahu, which was the Melech of Yehuda, but who was a failure, unfortunately, in the physical material sense. The hesped of these two is the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, because these two cannot live alone. They have to be together. And that's why the Pasuk says you need to search for this. The pshat in the Pasuk doesn't tell you that. That's why Mali Tirgum al Dehai Kro, if not for the Targum, you'd never know that. Because that is a message that's unclear, that you need to search for it. But this is the message. The message is that when Mashiach ben Yosef will die, we say, do you know why he's dying? Because that same issue that Malchus Yisrael failed and Malchus Yehuda failed. You need the two together. And because Mashiach ben Yosef is in Olam Hazeh, is the first one to come, is the first attempt that Mashiach should come through Olam Hazeh. If Mashiach ben Yosef is not successful, Olam Hazeh needs to be repudiated. And that's the Malchus Yehuda, which is a world beyond Olam Hazeh. So that's what the Kuch is going to explain, that the tikkun should be, that Mashiach ben Yosef should be Mesukan. And all of these ideas that the two should work together and not to be in a cultural conflict. And the Yetzer Hara is exactly that these two cannot coexist. And that's the ultimate hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef.
And is that the reason for Gog and Magog?
And that's why Gog and Magog comes. But Gog and Magog tells you that physical on its own will blow itself up. And that's Gog and Magog. So the issue is that Eretz Yisrael alone, in physical, material success, without spiritual, cannot succeed. Okay? Now, let's keep to the next paragraph. The successful Israel came from Achav. Shechibev meod et Yisrael. Achav loved Israel. V'achaz maseh avotav Omri, shosif ir achaz be'eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that Omri, his father, was praised because he added a great metropolis to Israel. Both Achav and Omri technically will come to Elam Haba because they did bring physical success to the Jewish people. He was somebody who was able to fight a war. Look at Achav. Achav, when he was actually, the enemies shot him a lot of arrows. He never showed himself wounded because he did not want to weaken the people. The fact that he was so strong that he wanted to maintain the Jewish people says something about Achav. And he maintained the covenant of Klal Yisrael, was the strongest, the most successful Kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of Achav. But he missed the spirituality. And he followed the Avodah Zarah. Look at Yoshiyahu. He was very strong in the spiritual sense. That's Yehuda. There was no firmer king than Yoshiyahu. There was no king that returned to Hashem with all his might, like Yeshayahu. He wanted to make the Jews completely separate from the Goyim. That's why he didn't accept the Novi. When Chel Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians wanted to go through the kingdom, and the Novi said, allow them, he was firm. He says, no, I don't want going to be in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to. He took the ultimate firm position. Al-Kem be'achav Yishev can superstand Kudas. Achav and Yishev represent this polarity of this physical success, material success, and the spiritual. Shel Yosef v'shel Yehuda, koach Mashiach ben Yosef ben Dov, yakim b'sarat ha'ivu taba machasar. Lichzon ha'chana otomas l'shemel kochotei megalim b'chidei skola tovet karoi. Because Kassol wasn't roi to use those two koiches together, it would be impossible to unite Yoshiyahu and Achav. They would go ahead and balance each other out. Right? Ezer kenegdoi. And that's the crying of Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is a repetition of the mistake of Yoshiyahu and Achav. And therefore the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef is the hesped of Yoshiyahu and the hesped of Achav. The further apart they are, the more we need they have to be together. The hesped of the two together. To tell us that we have to unite the two. This is the only way that will come. So that's why the hesped is the hesped of Yeshiyahu and the hesped of Achav. It talks so much to us. That's the avodah of this time. That the physical success and the spiritual success, you need both. You cannot have one without the other. Because that's the failure of Yeshiyahu and the failure of Achav.
But in practical terms, what do we have to
So in practical terms, I'll tell you how people say, practical terms,
what we have to do?
So I'll tell you, there are two schools here. One school is you have to be able to realize that we live in Emet Mashiach. So you have to get the two working together. The idea of raising money from the yeshiva, from the government. Some people say that you have to do kiruv. The idea of bringing people and the idea of all the idea of outreach is built on this. So Rabbi Shapiro always says the avoid of this man is outreach, to bring the two coaches together, right? To be able to live together. Some people would say, I spoke to, I can't mention the name, that would mention that one of the ways to do it, this is something called hithapcha, the avoda to be mehapech, to change each side. But if you can't change, at least what you have to do is to have that one side overcomes the other, which is the repudiation of the physical on behalf of the spiritual. The Malchus Yosef, the way to the avoda of Malchus Yosef to say that this im ein panecha oilchim al taleinu mizeh. And the reason is because if you cannot change each other, there is a risk that the side of Yosef will take over the side of Yehuda. And therefore the cultural camp will tell you that Yehuda has to battle. It's almost like an identity crisis. By the way, if you look at something interesting, Israel is called Israel. You know that originally was supposed to be called Yehuda. Right? And in the end it was called Israel. Akot Rav Kook had to be called Israel. By the way, Rav Kook gave this as the husband to Herzl. He said the Herzl, who didn't believe, is the ultimate Achav, right? Is the one who built that Israel. Because it has to come to the physical, to purely physical, to allow the spiritual to change it and to come to something else. And that's why it's a very interesting and important time to live here. There's no question.
Do you have an opinion here? Maybe we can step around.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Were there any other times when you had this highly materialistic?
We never had independence.
No, no. Yeah.
You realize that here what requires is independence. That is what Rav Kook learns. And I just told you, there's no shibud malchuyot. I mean, it's open, right? That you cannot be dependent on others. You are independent. It's independence.
What about when King David lived?
I told you, this was before the Galut. I told you, when Mashiach, that's what Rav Kook is saying, when David lived, was supposed to be the Tikkun, because they had the two forces, the physical and the spiritual. Yerovam was that one who was such an expert, such a politician. But in the end, it created a split. That split is the split between, that's why I'm going back to the Shurim that we saw, the split between Ruach and Neah. Between Alma de Cassia and Alma de Scalia. This is the ultimate, the chet of Etz Hadaat, that Etz Hadaat and Etz Chaim can't connect. That break in the two, which is the physical and the spiritual. You realize that once before, there was, before the Nochash, the physical and the spiritual were connected. The spiritual and the physical, the skin of the person was in nail, right? It was clear. The physical did not create a barrier. We created a barrier. That barrier is the barrier of Bilam. You know the Bilam, he is keneged de matseva, says the Begala Mukas. How matseva is the gematria Bilam? Because he is that wall that separates. That is the nochash. You realize that the word nochash is a snake. But the word nochash in Hebrew also means to guess. And interestingly, the Bilam uses the word nochash, right? Loba likrat nechashim, because he was trying to guess the right time to curse the Jewish people, until he decided the third time to use the egel. We all know the Gemara says, right, that Bilam and Lavan are the same person. Lavan also nechashti, he says, vayvorech olekim belalecha, tells Yosef. And he tells Yaakov, I guessed that you were the one. Because in the world of the Nochash, you've got to guess. Because the physical and the spiritual are not clear how one is affecting the other. You need to guess. It's always a guessing game of why things are happening. What's the spiritual forces? That's the barrier. That the barrier prevents Yosef and Yehuda to work together. Our avodah is to be mesakin the chet hanochash. To be mesakin the chet hanochash is to allow them to work together. The question is it possible in this world? Because the Gemara tells you that Mashiach ben Yosef are going to cry that we missed that opportunity. Is it possible to rectify? Rav Kook tells you yes. And some people tell you no. Some people say this is a lost battle. Now, the nochash, the tikkun is that the spiritual should overcome. We should say, the world here doesn't make sense. We want something better.
That's in the Yogi way.
Huh?
No. It's there, you know,
I told you, this is the whole balance. But let me just show you the end. Look at the end of the paragraph. You know the machloik is Beisol. So that's why Yonas ben Uziel, when it was metargim the pasuk, there was a huge voice in Shomayim. Who is being megala this? Who is telling you? And he says, because I want to avoid machloikis in Yisrael. The tirgum of this pasuk is to avoid the machloikis. Why? Because the greatest machloikis in Yisrael is the machloikis between Yosef and Yehuda. Therefore, the Navi never says it. Because in this world, the world is not ready for it. This is the secret of the world. That there is a flaw in the system caused by the Nochash, that these two can't coexist. Says, even though it doesn't say in the Pasuk, and in the Pasuk it appears to be that these two are irreconcilable, Awi Metargim, Vigila Dover Yosef, shock. Why are you revealing the secrets? Because even though people are not ready for it. But because one goes ahead and it's impossible for the two to coexist. But the Sebenzuel says, even though in the world of the pasuk, in the visual world, in the tangible world, these two can't coexist. He says, I'm not doing this with my family. I'm trying to avoid my chloikis. And to tell you that the secret is, even though these two appear to be irreconcilable, the secret is, people have to realize that that's the secret of success. You cannot go one over the other because both are needed. So what he's saying, Rav Kook, is even though you assume that these two are irreconcilable, the frum and the not frum to work together is irreconcilable because the fry is going to take over. And that's why the Pasuk in its simple explanation doesn't say that. But if you want to avoid machloikes beisoam, if you want to avoid machloikes, you realize that the secret of the world is to get them to work together. Even though in a simple meaning it doesn't make sense.
That's why he validated secular Zionism.
That's why he validated. That's all his validation. This is the place of Misbet Yerushalayim. He says, let's avoid the Hesped of Yerushalayim. A Misbet Betzion, we should avoid. Because he's saying, I'm not revealing this secret because I won't covet. I want to avoid something called Machloikis Beisrael. The Machloikis is that duality of Klal Yisrael, is this duality. Rabbi said, we never lived through it. Eretz Yisrael, we live through it. See, in America, it's not the reality, because that's the reality of Eretz Yisrael. Why is it the reality of Eretz Yisrael? Because that's Mashiach ben Yosef. That culture comes. The machloek is that you're having the Knesset, the people are fighting to each other. That fight, that real, that machloek is be Israel, is in Eretz Yisrael. Because this is the tikkun anochosh. And the tikkun anochosh is, do you have something called this kafia that one side has to overtake mi barosh? So therefore, the Haredim will say, the tikkun is mi barosh. Who is ahead? And therefore, Yehuda has to be barosh and to put down. But the tikkun, the soida tikkun, shaloyim b'machloik is b'Yisrael, is that they should be able to coexist. And just to finalize, I just want to show you what he says here. Give me 1 second. Okay, the bottom line is that he says that he has a Kabbalah that this will happen in the year 1940, a few years more, a few years later, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to live in this world after all the suffering in a time when we have actual peace and we have prosperity. So this is a sefer that actually mentions such a thing, which is such an unbelievable thing. And the question is how to do with it. We are living it, and the question is how to relate to it. And I just can't find it right now, but the Ibn Chiya does say that this is the life that we live here, and that was already planned, meaning there were many dates, but this, he says, is the Kabbalah Beyod, the year 1940, plus a few years, minus a few years, Klal Yisrael will be back to Eretz Yisrael and live a life of prosperity until Mashiach finally comes. According to the Goyim, this is Mashiach ben Yosef, and we hope to get Mashiach ben David.
Here's a date for that.
The Mashiach ben David, it says, who knows, approximately 300 years, whatever.
That's the time.
This book is in Pirush Daniel, and it was written this in the 16th century, 15 something. Let me just see. If you want, give me 2 seconds, and I'll give you the quote. Can't find it right now, but I will be happy to send you. I'll put it on the website, and you'll see. Okay. Rabbi Hanania ben Akasha, Oimer Tzakadosh Baruch Hu, Rizak Kuzi Yisrael, Lefi Chachiru Barayim Toyer, Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chofetz Lamanzit, Toyer Adiyadir, Adonai Tzkadash, Veyabo, 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 Adonai Tzkadash, Vey